The Burt Show.
Look, right off the bat this morning, I'm going to thank you guys for donating to Burt's Big Adventure. I know you did a good job because we're all exhausted.
Oh, well, I know we did a good job. I know we did a good job because of the sound of your voice right now.
It has been like this since we left on Thursday, but it got worse over the weekend because this is the fun voice right here.
Oh, yeah.
This is really it. You guys donated and did so well that we are all exhausted from this trip.
However, Burt's Big Adventure 2026 should be very proud because this is the most tired I've heard your voice. And I think it's because we had so many boys on this trip.
I think it might have been. I'm not exactly sure why, but I will tell you this, that you asked me last week, like, we all try to have an intention of a trip that we take when we go on Burt's Big Adventure. Like, what's the goal? Something to keep in the back of your mind. And I promised myself this year, because of my retirement, I just don't have as much on my plate, and I can really focus on what's going on and what's right in front of me on this trip, which I've never really been good at anyway, focusing on anything. It's always like, what's next? What's next? So this year, I was like, you know what? I don't have an excuse. There is no excuse. I can really focus, like, right here. And I did that. I was able to accomplish that this year. I put my phone away for the first time in 24 years. I don't know why I didn't realize this before, even though people were telling me, you got 5 or 6 different photographers and videographers. Why are you taking all those pictures?
You're even about to marry one. You should know this.
So I realized, I think, on this trip, that I think I was maybe hiding behind my phone and my camera over the years to not totally and completely connect. That's just a personal problem I have that I'm working on. And this year I put that phone away and I was really able to connect. And it just felt like a very different trip for me this year.
You were just, yeah, it's all about being present. And that's so funny that you realize that putting your phone down actually, it's not funny. It's very obvious that you're going to be more connected to what's happening in front of you because you don't have technology blocking it.
I especially used to hide behind that phone during the dance party because I thought, look, if I'm taking pictures for the website, I'm taking pictures for social, then I don't have to be on the dance floor showing everybody how bad a dancer I am. And I put it down this year and I'm just like, I don't care. I'm grabbing a kid and we're going out there.
And do you know what's funny? This is over 15 years of watching you dance. This has been your best dance year.
Thank you. And I specifically grab a wheelchair because then I can hide some of my really bad moves. And Aiden and I had a blast on the dance floor.
Aiden and you did. And also Jameson, I think he taught you some pretty cool dance moves. And so I think you're good. I think you're set for the future.
I think so too, man. We are going to spend a good amount of time this morning, I think, because I know we say this every year when we come on. Oh, it was a great trip. It was a terrific trip. Every trip is so different from the other one. There was something really, really magical about this trip and really connecting on this trip. And I have been asking staff member after staff member, like, what was the difference this year? Because I haven't been able to exactly put my finger on it.
The level of connection we've seen this year between the families, it was very much like the mantra that kept playing in my head is, we're all in this together. We're all in this together. And that's what all of these families, not knowing each other beforehand, coming into this, getting to know each other, and it was from the word go. It started at orientation. It really, really kicked off at our welcome party there at Hilton Atlanta Airport Hotel last Wednesday. And just watching how many families were hanging out together in the park, watching, and I know Amber's going to talk to this, something we've never seen before on the trip, the kids' table.
Yeah.
The kids' table at breakfast and dinners. The kids were like, we don't want to sit with the our parents, our grandparents. We don't want to sit with the Burt's Big Adventure staff. We just want to sit with each other. That was so cool to witness. And I think that was something that just took this trip next level. Not just the parents and how they bonded, but the kids. I mean, from the first night, everybody was like, you're my best friend. No, you're my best friend. No, you're my best friend. And it was just so sweet to see.
We were talking a little bit about this last night when we were all having dinner together. And then, Amber, I'll throw it to you. But I think there is it's just obvious when you're on a trip like this. And it's almost unsaid that there is a connection between the families because they have something in common, right?
They do.
But it's kind of unsaid a lot of years. We kind of roll through the park and we know why we're here. But you rarely hear the kids talk about it, right? And this is the very first year that kids were very inquisitive about each other's disabilities. And I think the bonding between the kids is what really was contagious for the entire staff.
And I think it's such a beautiful lesson, because what makes you special, your disability, it's not a less than. It's not a bad thing. You don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to be embarrassed. It's just a part of who you are, and you should be able to talk openly about it. It's like even further, the stigma needed to be broken anyway, but it got further broken down just by the kids talking about, like, you know, what they go through and what they have, because there is absolutely nothing to be ashamed about.
I think that's Forrest that was behind that whole thing. He's just demanding info from all the kids, man. Forrest is one of our Burt's Big Adventure kids. He's just a very, very special kid that we'll introduce you to in a little bit. It's funny that
he's got the riz.
Oh my God, this kid
he's got the riz.
I think every time where anybody is around that kid, you're just like, this kid, the way he moves through life, and then we'll tell you what he has and everything, is just something really, really special. And what an incredible role model.
He rolled up, because we had the wheelie gang. Can't wait to tell you about the wheelie gang. He rolled up, and I was pushing Cairo in his stroller. And Cairo's three, okay? That's Kendall's little brother. And he's playing with this glow light-up thing. Do you know how hard it is to get a three-year-old to share anything? Forrest rolls up, and he's like, hey, man, can I see that? And Cairo just hands it over to him.
Is that right?
And he lets Forrest play with it. He's like, all right, man, I'll give it back to you as soon as we get to the front of Epcot. And off he goes. And Cairo is just like, that's okay. That's okay.
And that's just kind of how the whole weekend was right there, man. It really was. Amber, who does such a great job with Burt's Big Adventure, explain to us this whole kids only that, because this is the first trip that the parents were really on the outside looking at.
Oh, absolutely. So it started Thursday night. We strive to offer a level of service for all of our families. So I'm going up, I'm trying to get waters, apple juices, sodas for the family. I came back to drop them off, and the kids had moved tables. So I was like, oh, here we are. I'm dropping it off. I go to sit down. No, absolutely not. Sorry, you have to be 12 and under to sit at this table. And I was like, oh, excuse me, I'm so sorry. I'm going to go sit with all the parents. And they're like, yeah, sorry, you had to learn that the tough way. We've already been told. And it continued throughout the rest of the trip. My favorite was probably Saturday at lunch. There were six grown adults hovered around a four-top while two of our Burt's Big Adventure kids had a table to themselves.
Isn't that great?
They were like, you can't sit with us, I'm sorry. And obviously, we're all about that. We want the kids to bond.
Yeah, it really took the pressure off the adults to have to entertain, because the kids were entertaining themselves big time this year.
I mean, we literally could have just put the kids on the plane and been like, bye, have a good time.
They did not need us.
Nope,
they did
not
need us at all. On Thursday's show, we brought our Burt's Big Adventure rookies up, our staff members, that this is their very first trip, Lala and Stacy. So what was the trip now, looking at it and being part of it, compared to what you thought it was going to be on Thursday?
Well, I looked at Stacy as we were walking down here, and I said, how long have we been here?
Did it feel like a month and a half?
Yeah, it's because we did so much. But I was just thinking about that as we were sitting here, and the prevailing word for me is gratitude. Mm. I just feel like so lucky to have gotten to be a part of the Burt's Big Adventure family. And it sounds corny to say family when you've known somebody 5 days, but my word, does it feel like family. And visually to me, when I imagine it, it's like we were all these points of light coming in, separated, having our little glow, and now we're this massive spotlight. And that's the way it feels, warm, glowy, wonderful, and I just feel grateful.
I love that. Stacy.
Well, I didn't expect my feet to be this tired.
We were all comparing mileage on our feet this weekend. What was your final count?
Oh, I don't know what my final count was. Cassie wanted to have all of our tallies. And it was 10 miles on Friday.
That's what I had, 10.6. It was 24,000 steps. And when the staff all met yesterday, we were comparing steps, and I thought for sure, 24,000, that's going to be way up there. I wasn't even like in the top five.
No.
Somebody had 28,000, another had 30,000 anyway.
Amazing. Well, I would echo what Lala said about gratitude, especially to the families. I loved how each of the families just embraced us into their family in the parks throughout the day. As a mother, I love to just enjoy a new experience with my kids next to them. So for these parents to embrace us and kind of step back from that and allow us to also have part of that experience and be on rides with the kids was amazing. It was such a gift. And I think it really shows how they we're able to relax and really trust on this trip.
So Stacy and I got to hang out on our first day, like first official day in the park for our Magic Kingdom Day. And something I noticed, and we actually talked about later, is, you know, yeah, it's awesome to see it through the kids' eyes, but we also caught ourselves looking at the parents and, like, you know, looking at the moms, looking at the dads. So watching them watch their kids is also another really beautiful perspective to take in, because we had a lot of happy tears this year.
We really did,
we had a lot of happy tears.
We really did. All right, before we move forward a little bit, let's go backwards towards Thursday's show for just a second, because if you guys are listening to the radio this early in the morning, you might have missed all the great surprises that we had for the kids on Thursday. So here's kind of a montage of all of the surprises that we had for the kids Thursday on Thursday's Bert's Big Adventure Send-Off.
The Bert Show.
Kristen mostly is the reason why we have to ask you guys for more money today. She has picked up the award of that my ex-wife so honorably carried for year after year after year, and that is overspending on souvenirs on Bert's Big Adventure.
I never met a souvenir I didn't like.
Dang. So this is, now we are in panic mode because Kristen bought so much stuff. That's why we're asking you to help us out with a little give this morning.
And it's a badge that I am very proud to wear.
You're good at it. You are really good. My ex-wife is very proud of you.
Thank you.
Very proud of you.
Text the word BERT, B-E-R-T, to 50155 because our coffers have ran dry courtesy of me. I would like to be able to buy some more souvenirs next year. So if you can text that word BERT, B-E-R-T, to 50155, we're calling it the little give because, I mean, $5 can actually go, when it all adds up, can go a long way in the park. And Zaxby's is matching your donation, so your $5 just turned into 10.
And I want to apologize to any families that are in the park today because there are no souvenirs left for you to buy for your kids because Kristen bought them all for Bert's Big Adventure. So we apologize.
And there's not going to be a large group roaming around in these the same colored shirt with Bert's Big Adventure on it. Dude, it was so funny. I was hanging out with Asher's family in a Magic Kingdom, and we had our purple shirts on that day, and then we're at Hollywood Studios the next day in our teal shirts, and I kid you not, there was a family behind us at the Slinky Dog roller coaster, and he's like, hey, Big Bert's Adventure. And I was like, yeah. He's like, we saw you yesterday in the park with your purple shirts.
Yeah. That's us. That's us.
That was us.
Look, if you missed the show on Thursday, this was really cool. Thank you to Fox 5 and Paul Milken for coming down and covering the Bert's Big Adventure send-off.
It wasn't Paul Milken. It was Woody that was at our Bert's Big Adventure send-off party.
Yes, that's right. It was Woody live on Fox 5 and did such a great job. Thank you to Fox 5 and Paul Milken for coming out on Thursday. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, let's get into Josiah's family. These guys run deep, and they are intense. This is an intense family rolling through the park. It's Josiah, it's mom Tony, dad Chris, you got Theo here, you got Becca here, you got Laura here. And I will say this about Becca, who has got to mix it up with her brothers, man. I mean, she's got to be super, super tough.
She holds her own, man.
She holds her own, right? But we broke away to Bippity Boppity Boutique, right? And one of the highlights for me this year will be her seeing herself turn around. We have this every single year when the girls turn around and they see themselves as princesses. For those that don't know what Bippity Boppity Boutique is, you want to kind of explain it?
Well, one, there's no P in it. It's Bibbidi Bobbidi.
Okay.
You would make the worst fairy godmother ever. Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, they're right next to Cinderella's Castle in Magic Kingdom. So all of our princesses and princes can walk in there. You are escorted by your very own personal fairy godmother. She takes you in through this store so you can pick whatever princess. So if you want to be Cinderella, if you want to be Belle, if you want to be Aurora, Tiana, Moana, you name it, you pick your princess, and then you go in, you put on your princess outfit, and then you sit down in your salon chair, and they do your hair and your makeup and your nails, and then they wave the fairy dust and the magic wand and turn you around, and that's when you see yourself fully transformed as a princess. It's beautiful.
So I'm guessing for Becca, who has to have her head on a swivel all the time with these boys, I mean, you never know when there's a punch or a shove coming, gets to sit in the chair, and as it turns around, she gets to see herself. And she was stunned. And you could literally see it on her face. Like, her jaw dropped. And Tony was there right next to her, her mom. And I was watching you watch her. And it was one of those moments that will be in my mind as a Bert's Big Adventure signature 2026 moment. That was pretty cool, right?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely teared up. So it was so sweet to see her
just grab her face and be in shock and how beautiful she is. And get to really enjoy that moment and be a girl for a little bit.
So tell us a little bit about Josiah. We didn't get to talk to you guys on Thursday. And this family rolls deep, man, and they roll fast and they roll hard.
Josiah is our middle child. He is 9 years old. When he was six, he was diagnosed with ALL leukemia. And so we battled that for a while, and we're in remission, and he's growing and changing, and just an amazing kid. One moment in the park, we were with David, and his shoes were untied, and Josiah bent down and tied his shoes. Like, just didn't even think about, David, your shoes are untied. Let me get that for you. So he's a sweet kid.
Chris, Dad, what'd you think of the trip this weekend and watching Josiah and the kids?
Their elation in their faces was just exhilarating to see, because all the wonder and the splendor that was here was just amazing to them. One of the big highlights for me was watching their faces glow when the fireworks went off Saturday night, and then again last night when we were at Magic Kingdom. It was really awesome seeing that, especially Rebecca's face as Saturday's fireworks went off. It's just one jaw drop after another.
Yeah, it really is. This is one of the things that reminds me every year when we're at Disney World, is that there's no out-of-the-box thinking at Disney World, because there's no box. And
that's right.
There's never there's no better example of that than the fireworks show, which you can't even call a fireworks show. It's lasers and boats and fireworks and... there are helicopters in the sky that are dodging the lasers also.
It's like
just like so big, right?
Yeah, it's huge, for sure.
And it's mesmerizing for the kids. It's really, really beautiful. Mel got to hang with you guys. And there was one particular moment that she was telling me about yesterday between Josiah and I think Forrest, right?
Yeah.
That was such a great example of what this trip is all about. It was an inquisitive moment, but also just really, really beautiful communication between kids.
Yeah, Forrest had this kind of pattern throughout the trip where he was asking all of the Burt's Peak Adventure kids, what's your disability? Which is just a really special thing for a child to ask another child. And when he asked Saya, Saya said, what's a disability? And Forrest and Forrest's mom and myself were kind of trying to tag team, how do you describe this? What's the right way to explain to another child what a disability is? And we kind of came up with, it's what makes you unique. It's what makes you special, and it's what brings all of our Burt's Peak Adventure kids here together. And he explained that to Saya, and Saya said, first, he said, roller coasters.
Mine too, buddy.
That is, we now know your disability is
roller coasters. Now I get it.
And Forrest said, that's not a disability. And he said, no, I'm really scared of them. And then he said, I have leukemia. And Forrest said, oh. And then they just moved on with their day. Like, we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm. The beautiful moment of it is, first, Forrest being so inquisitive. And this really is, as we said earlier, and we're probably going to bring this up a lot this morning, the inquisitiveness that I think Forrest was the one that really kind of got it going with all the kids. Then being able to communicate, because, as we say, a lot of these kids, when you're out in the real world, don't have a lot of friends that understand what this really is all about. So when you can get together... And the way Forrest asks is so genuine. There's that beautiful moment of him asking and starting that communication. And also, I just love the sentence, what's a disability? Because if you watch these kids, you wouldn't know there's a disability there. So what is a disability? It turns out that it's riding roller coasters. Josiah, did you love the trip? Yeah. What was your favorite part?
You gotta talk now. This is one time.
I love Grandma.
You've been talking all weekend, man.
Yeah, like at home.
No? Nothing? Zero?
He's getting a little bashful.
Okay.
No, I'm thinking.
Okay. Right, let us know when you're ready.
We have till 10.
Yeah, we got plenty of time. And if you can't answer now, just come on back later. That's fine, too.
Yes, keys are turning.
They are. I can see them turning, man. We ask all of our Burt's Big Adventure parents to write a letter for their Burt's Big Adventure kids each and every year. And it's pretty open-ended. When I say, hey, guys, can you write something to your kid? It could be about this trip. It could be about the journey that got you here. It could be things that you didn't quite say or haven't said to your Burt's Big Adventure kid for a while. So we got our first of the morning here with Tony, Josiah's mom.
Oh, boy.
No crying.
Yeah, no crying. Okay. Yeah. All right. Dear Josiah, there are moments in life that define everything into a before and an after. The morning that we brought you to the hospital and learned that your hemoglobin was at 2.4 was one of those moments, sitting in the PICU at Scottish Rite, watching monitors and listening to machines. I felt fear I had never known before. I sat beside your bed and prayed. I prayed through the quiet hours. I prayed through the uncertainty. The next morning when they confirmed that it was ALL leukemia, our world changed. This was not the path you chose. No child would. We walked through multiple long hospital stays, one for shingles and two for stomach infections. The longest was in December, from the 10th to the 24th, getting out on Christmas Eve. You even spent your 7th birthday admitted in treatment. There were endless appointments, procedures, and medicines that made your small body so tired. I remember at the first hospital stay, you were afraid to see your friends afterwards. You were unsure of how they would see you, but slowly your bright spirit came back. The joy returned, the confidence returned, the laughter returned. Because that is who you are. Even in the middle of treatment, you found ways to bring light into hospital rooms. You pranked your nurses and your doctors with your pet spiders. You planned water fights using syringes. You turned a sterile hallway into a place of laughter. You reminded everyone that joy can exist, even in the hardest of places. Our faith carried us through the darkest moments. I sat in those hospital rooms not knowing what was ahead, but believing that the same God who created you was holding you even tighter than I could. And now, having this adventure, it feels like a celebration. Seeing your face light up, meeting Woody and Buzz, hearing your excitement about roller coasters, standing together as fireworks fill the sky. Those fireworks felt like a celebration and hope bursting into the night. Leukemia is part of your story, but it is not your identity. Your identity is brave. Your identity is joyful. Your identity is resilience. Your identity is being deeply loved. As your mom, I have watched you face something you did not choose, but you faced it with strength, and that humbles me. I am so proud of you, proud of your courage, proud of your faith, proud of the way you bring laughter into hard places. You are stronger than you know. You are braver than you feel. And your story is still being written. Hashtag Sia Strong. Love always, Mom.
That's beautiful. Really beautiful. I'm going to use that one over and over and over again also. Part of your story, but not your identity. That's fantastic. All right, you guys, welcome to our family. This thing doesn't end here. As I said on Thursday's show, we're going to bug you just like real family does, man. We're going to be calling you all the time, trying to get together, right? So you are now part of Burt's Big Adventure, and we're so glad to have you guys part of it. And Josiah, when you could think of what the good part of the trip was, you'd come on back. All right? We got plenty of time. We're going to be here till 10. All right, coming up in just a couple of seconds here, we will introduce you guys to the first of the three amigos. We had three kids here this trip in their wheelchairs that didn't need any staff members. They didn't need adults. We were just bugging them. But they really kind of set the tone for connection on this trip. So we'll introduce you to Sebastian and his family on Burt's Big Adventure 2026 coming up next.
The Burt Show.
Guys got $5. Guys got $10. We need money for Burt's Big Adventure. We're already talking about Burt's Big Adventure 2027 because Kristen went off on buying souvenirs this year. So we need even more money. So we're asking you guys, whatever you can give, man. If it's $5, that'd be fantastic. Because again, Zaxby's is hooking us up and matching your donations. So if you can help us out a little bit, the Burt Show's little give, you can text the word Burt, B-E-R-T, to 50155. Hashtag, this is Kristen's fault.
Again, it's a badge I wear proudly. Y'all have enabled this monster. You keep telling me that this is the crown that I am destined to wear. So I got to make sure that puppy shines.
You have a gift. You have a gift when it comes to gifts, Kristen.
Save that.
Dad joke number one. So let's introduce you guys to Sebastian and his family. Carlo is the dad. We got Gio here also. I can't tell you a whole bunch about Sebastian, because as one of the three amigos on this trip, he didn't really interact with adults too much. They didn't need us. They didn't need us at all, right?
Not in the least bit. These kids had their own mission, their own crew, and they were like, no adults allowed.
I was hanging out, and Carlo and I were talking the entire time, and Sebastian, he was hanging out with the kids, and Carlo and I are talking about working out and life, and I think I bonded more with Carlo than I did Sebastian, for sure, man. How are you doing today, dude? I'm good.
His mic's not up.
Okay. How was the weekend?
The weekend was pretty good. Had so much fun with you guys, and Sebastian definitely had a blast.
He's a really special kid. We have a bunch of leaders on this trip, and I didn't see this myself, but from what I understand, things were getting a little crazy at some point in the park or at the pajama party, and the kids were wrestling and stuff like that, and Sebastian thought that it was getting a little bit too rough and like got in there and is like, hey, you guys, chill out. That's kind of his character, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I mean, he likes to have fun as well, but he's really careful with other kids as well.
Yeah, and I think another really good example of this also is him asking where Forrest was on the first day. Is that what happened, Amber?
It was the first morning. So we met them for about 2 hours during the Wednesday welcome. The next morning he comes down. The first thing I'm like, hey, good morning, Sebastian. He's like, where's Forrest? I was like, I'll get him. No worries. I know what your priority is here.
And that's kind of where it all started.
Yep. The wheelie gang got together, and there was no separating them. And it was just, it really was so beautiful to see. And that's why you and Stacy created this, like, is to build these bonds. And, yeah, you think, oh, it's a trip to Disney. I can't even begin to convey how much more Burt's Big Adventure is. Like, yes, the Disney trip is like the initiation into Burt's Big Adventure. And what a great initiation. I mean, five-day VIP, all paid expenses trip to Disney. But this group, like the level of bonding and the level of connection, I mean, there were moments that we would just take a step back as we would have our group breakfast and dinners together, and just watching the camaraderie and love among the kids and also the parents, and just sharing stories. Like, it was just so cool to see.
Yeah, and with 100% transparency, you know, you said that this is the reason why Stacy and I started Burt's Big Adventure, and it really isn't. I was naive.
Oh.
It really wasn't. I was very, very naive. I just thought this is going to be a great trip where we get a bunch of families and we get them to escape. That's it. Get away from all the protocols and hospitals, do a couple of days in the park, and then come on back. I had no idea, honestly, maybe very naive, that it was going to be as connective as it has become over the years. And I think that's not only because of the trip, but all of the programs afterwards also.
And there's so much to learn when you're able to be in the presence of a family that has a child with special needs or a chronic or terminal illness. And like, until you can actually talk to them and speak to them, be in the same room with them, you can finally get a better understanding and more empathy and just really grasp what their struggles are and what they go through day to day.
Sebastian, you feel like you made some best friends this weekend?
Yep.
Man, who is fastest in the wheelchair, by the way?
Gunner.
I mean, with a name like Gunner, you kind of have to be.
Really?
Right.
And I mean, his love is snowmobiles.
Right.
The kid was built for speed.
Right.
What the heck?
Gio, your impressions of the weekend? You guys are having such a good time.
Yeah, it was so amazing. I know yesterday on Sunday when we had
family time just for us. Sebastian was, at the end of the night, Sebastian was just asking me, like, so when are we having dinner with everybody? When are we going to get back together? When am I going to see Forrest again? And I had to explain to him, well, it's a family time. Like, everybody's doing what they want, whatever they want. And he was a little disappointed about that. He really enjoyed the habit of meeting everybody again, getting together, and just having a good time with everybody. And yeah. I think he had more fun with them than honestly just with us.
I can guarantee you that is for sure. Right?
I foresee a lot of play dates in the future with this crew.
Yeah. Kaylee, you got to hang with them all day also. Your impression?
Yeah, I mean, it is so fun to watch them go around the park. I mean, I would try to butt into the conversation, and they were like, eh.
Get out of like, here,
oh,
right?
Okay. But it's just the bond that the three of them have is just so sweet. They're so gentle with each other. They're so understanding of each other, too. So it's a special thing to see.
Tell us what you saw with the droids at the Droid Depot.
So that was really cool. So when you build a droid, it comes in this box, kind of like getting an American Girl doll. It comes in just this box. But there's a fun thing that you can buy. It's this like backpack, so you can go around the park with this new backpack and your droid can seat out. And he got the box with the droid in it, and sweet Dr. Michelle got him a backpack for his droid to be able to see out through the park. And she gave it to him, and Sebastian went, all right, buddy, I'm going to take you out of the box, and I'm going to put you in your new home in this little backpack. It was just sweet. It was like a moment that all of us were like, he's probably heard that before too, you know, like just a sweet moment of like, all right, we're going to move here. We're going to do this just with different things in life and different circumstances. I think it was a really gentle moment to see from Sebastian after running around, absolutely ruling Disney World.
So for sure.
It was really sweet to see.
All right, Carlo, you got your letter for Sebastian, or is Gio going to do that, or is you're up?
I got it.
All right. So we ask each and every one of our Burt's Big Adventure moms and dads to write a letter. It could be about anything. It could be about Burt's Big Adventure. It could be about their kid. It could be about their journey, and they take it from there. So here's Carlo's to Sebastian.
All right. Here, Seb, this is for you, okay? So, dear Sebastian, I want to tell you how much you mean to me and to everyone who knows you. You are truly the best part of my world. Sometimes I am hard on you, but I do it because I want you to be the very best. I want to give you the tools to conquer the world and reach every goal you ever dream of. I love the strong boy you have become. You have a kind heart and a great sense of humor. You make everyone around you happy. Watching you grow is the greatest thing I have ever done. Being here on Burt's Big Adventure has meant everything to us. Seeing you smile, laugh, and just enjoy being a kid is a memory I will keep forever. This trip has shown me how much you deserve to be celebrated. You are a star. Being at Disney was literally a dream come true, not because of the magic, not because of the attractions, not because of the characters, but because of the way I got to see you experience everything for the first time. Watching you create so many new friendships along the way was a true dream come true. I am so proud of you. Every day I see how you live your life with spina bifida. You never let it stop you. You have already conquered. You might think I am the strongest person in the world, but the truth is you are way stronger than me. Real strength isn't just about muscles. It's about the heart you show every single day. Watching you play on your wheelchair, it's my favorite thing in the world. I see you getting better and more confident every day. In my eyes, you are a Super Saiyan. Whether you are on the court or having a tough day, you have courage that makes me want to be a better man. I will always be your greatest ally against anything in the world. No matter where life takes you, I will always be by your side to protect you and support you. With all love, Dad.
Beautiful, man. Thank you. You guys, welcome to Burt's Big Adventure. You're now part of our family, right? So we expect to see you guys at reunions. Carlo, Gio, we can hang out while Sebastian ignores us at our reunions also, okay?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
All right. Give us a couple of seconds here. We're going to introduce you to Aiden, who experienced his first upside-down experience on a roller coaster. He did great. However, his brother, AJ, is going to get called out a little bit.
There's photo evidence.
And we got photo evidence of it. All right, it's Burt's Big Adventure 2026.
The Burt Show.
You know, it was a successful trip because I've got the Monday Burt's Big Adventure voice going on.
Yes, you do.
Which means we ran 24/7 with these kids, man. Hey, thank you so much for your donations over the years to make Burt's Big Adventure Burt's Big Adventure, right? Mm-hmm. So let's hit you up again this morning because we did a really good job of damaging our budget over the weekend.
All right, you can text the word Burt, B-E-R-T, to 50155. Or you can donate online at burtsbigadventure.org. Just remember, for the month of February, your donation is going to get matched by our buddies at Zaxby's. So if you're like, I only got $5, dude, that $5 just got turned into 10, and I promise you we will spend it. Not very wisely.
Let's introduce you to Aiden and his family, because I've got some beef with Aiden that I need to clear up here right away. This is Aiden, his mom Brandy, and Austin, and the brother AJ also. You're about to get called out, AJ.
Yeah, you are.
In just a second, so you might want to take off. So here's the problem that I have with you, Aiden, is that I'm a very competitive guy, all right? So I started to get rumors. I started to hear the scouting reports that Kristen was doing exactly what she does every year, is just spending money on these souvenirs left and right, right? So when I hear that, I'm like, okay, I am going to shower Aiden with gifts the next morning because I can certainly spend better than Kristen can, right? So there we are in the park, and I picked the one kid that will not receive presents. He's like, no, I don't really need that. I don't really need that. That costs too much. I don't really need that. I'm not going to use that. I'm like, no, let me spend money on you. And he just wouldn't let me do it. He's so good like that. He is the kind of kid that was so sensitive about spending money, where he's like, I don't need that. I don't really want that. So I couldn't beat you in the spending category this year.
Next time, just buy it. That's what I do.
Okay. If they want it or not, you
yep,
just buy it?
I do.
Good morning, Brandy. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Tired, but good.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be right now.
Yes. It's a very rewarding exhaustion, isn't it?
It is, very.
And yes. Austin also, I kept thinking to myself this weekend, if I had a dollar for every time Austin thanked us for this trip, we wouldn't have to be begging for money, because he's so appreciative of what's going on.
This is the level of gratitude from these Burt's Big Adventure families, and I've seen this. I mean, before we even, you know, stepped foot on the Endeavor Air private flight down here to Orlando, Austin, because of everything he witnessed, he wanted to pay it forward for a future family, so he made a donation to Burt's Big Adventure this morning.
Oh, man, thank you.
Not a problem.
Appreciate it. Tell me what you thought of the trip.
Wow, it's a lot to take in,
yeah,
because it was a first-time experience. Even being from Orlando, and never once had an experience like that. So just to see my son enjoy his time was worth all of it, you know, and the staff alone was just amazing to him. So it was an awesome, awesome experience.
And was this the very first time that you rode a roller coaster?
No.
No, okay. Because he got on there, I heard he was scared of a couple of roller coasters, and then I started to get all sorts of reports like, that kid's not scared of anything.
Yeah, you talk him into it, and it kind of settles into his head. So once his mind's set, he's on it.
What was it, Tron a couple of times?
Yeah.
Upside down on Rock and Roller Coaster also?
Yeah.
Is that what I heard? And you were smiling ear to ear when you were telling me that story in the park.
That was his first time upside down,
okay,
in a yeah, roller coaster.
And then you guys went on Tower of Terror? Or no, it
no,
was A.B. and your brother that went on Tower of Terror. A.B., yeah, you want to tell this story?
Good morning. So I definitely have to set the stage on what went down with Tower of Terror. So like Bert said before, like the gratitude with this family has been enormous and well received, and it was all about Aiden. And what we did was, we were talking about Tower of Terror, and Aiden did not want to ride Tower of Terror, which was fine. But
smart choice.
Like, if you don't know Tower of Terror, very violent ride, going up to the top, it's multiple drops, et cetera, et cetera. So his brother AJ wanted to do Tower of Terror, so we asked Aiden first, was it okay if we went over and rode it just by ourselves? Now, AJ is the coolest kid you will meet. teenager, senior in high school. He's got this little like Justin Bieber swag to him, you know. You know, he's got a couple of looks from the girls who are like walking by. You know, so girls like him, men want to be him. That's the kind of guy AJ is. I just can't express enough what kind of swag he has. Sorry. So as we're going through the line, getting to the top of tower, Tara knows that, you know, AJ's getting kind of nervous. He would ask me, so is it dark in the tower, Tara? I was like, yeah, you know, it's pretty dark.
Dude, like, terror's in the name. What do you think?
And then he's like, well, you know, can you hold on to stuff while you're in there? I'm sitting all around. I was like, AJ, it's Tower of Terror. It's a roller coaster. Like, it's cool. It's nothing's going to happen. It's going to have fun. You're going like, he's like, all right. So are we sitting next to each other on the Tower of Terror? Like, you can tell he's getting nervous. So we get to the ride. We get to the front. We're in the very front. And so all the lights go dark. And as we're going through the house, you know, they're doing all these like little sequences, and it gets dark and it gets bright again. So we get to the top and he's like, I think we're about to drop. And so the director starts to fall the first week. And he's my boy, but he was literally screaming at the top of his lungs with his hand covering his mouth. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And then it will stop. And he goes, this is not cool. Oh my God. Are we going again? Are we dropping again? I think we are dropping again. Oh my God. And then it will stop. And I turn around and I'm looking at him. And then he has his face in his hands, like literally coming over. But the funniest part was the girl next to him. So AJ's in the middle. I'm on the right. This random girl is on the left, and she is looking at him with this weird, like, are you a dude? Yelling at the Tower of Terror. And so, you know, they take pictures of you when you're doing on the first drop. And I mean, it was the perfect picture because you see me and the girl turning and looking at AJ like, what is wrong with you? And AJ has his hands over his mouth. He can just say, and when I tell you, we laughed so hard for at least 20 minutes sitting in the lobby looking at the picture. He was such a great sport and was able to laugh with me about himself. Aww. To himself, and it just really made the trip just so much fun. And we just, that was one of my best memories ever of Bert's big adventure.
If you don't think we're not taking that picture and sending it to your entire basketball team, you are so wrong. David got to hang out with Aiden on all the rides this weekend, right?
Oh, absolutely, man. This dude is a superhero and the perfect member of Bert's Big Adventure family. So I show up in the morning, Friday morning, I'm paired with that family. He's getting explained that we have this cut in line pass. That's amazing. And I was like, how exciting is that? And he goes, I'm excited to hang out with you for the day. Would you please push me in my wheelchair? And I said, absolutely, I will. And his family is just taken aback by this because they said, he never lets anybody else touch his wheelchair unless you're in his family. And I said, well, I get that. You know, your wheelchair is an extension of who you are. But guess what, buddy? Bert's Big Adventure is your family now. So it makes perfect sense.
Right.
And I go, what do you want to do today? He goes, ride all the rides. Mm-hmm. So I pushed him around in that wheelchair. We went to every single ride. And you were humble a little earlier when you were talking about the whole Tron thing. This dude, we rode it at the beginning of the day. And then every single ride we rode throughout the day, he's like, I mean, that was kind of my favorite, but Tron probably. So we go back, we ride it again a second time. His dad films the whole thing, and we come back here. And he starts telling the story to all the kids. The three amigos, mm-hmm. Sebastian comes over, and he's like, you didn't ride Tron. And he's like, let's come look at this video. And Sebastian was like, no way. And 2 minutes later, all of a sudden, Sebastian has Gunner back with him. He's like, hey, show Gunner that video. Yeah, he rode Tron. And then all of a sudden, there's a line out the door of kids over here just admiring how brave that Aiden was getting on Tron.
The way they hype each other up is just so sweet.
It's amazing. And then on Sunday all day I was getting texts. This dude wrote Guardians of the Galaxy 4 times on Sunday.
Yeah, right? Did he really?
Yeah. Oh, he made sure to let you know. He said, Dad, you need to text Dave and tell him. That's my favorite ride now. Oh. So we continued those clips all day just for you. He would not let that go.
I love it. When we were hanging out in the park the other day, you don't really think of the costs of wheelchairs and stuff like that, but while we were all hanging out, I was having a conversation with Brandy, and I had talked to Gunner's mom also about his wheelchair, and I was just curious, like, how much does a wheelchair like that cost, right? And Gunner's mom said $14,000, and I ran that figure by Brandy here. And how much is his wheelchair at home?
It's approximately $40,000.
$40,000 for a wheelchair. So when you're tooling around the parks or you see somebody in a wheelchair, some of those are $40,000. And insurance has been good to you guys when it comes to the wheelchair, right?
Yes, they covered the full price of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we hear so many horror stories when it comes to insurance, but in a case like this, man, they're covering all $40,000.
Very fortunate.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
All right, Brandy, so you got a Burt's Big Adventure letter ready to go?
I do.
Keep it together.
I'm going to keep it together.
You don't have to.
I lost my voice as well, so. There are no words to describe the experience we have had with Burt's Big Adventure this past week, but I'll try it anyways with a few. First and foremost, the staff and volunteers are no longer known as such, but just family. I'm sorry, give me just a second.
You don't have to apologize for a thing here.
The joy we got to see on your face, Aiden, this past week is priceless. To get to watch you be carefree and a kid with no medical appointments or therapies or hospital stays was just the best feeling in the world. To watch you open up and make new friends and family without feeling so out of place or judged cannot be more special to us. We got to see you have a pool party and feel included with other kids and just be silly and wild like a boy should be all the time. We are so very blessed to have you as our DMD warrior and to teach us how to be more compassionate and patient. I feel like Disney was the most magical thing you have experienced. But the love, respect, and just support from all the other families and all of Burt's Big Adventure family and the bonds our kids have made on this trip is what has made this an adventure and the best thing that our family has been blessed to be a part of. From the bottom of our hearts, we are so very thankful.
Love having you guys as part of our family, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Can't wait to see you guys again and hang out. You know, and before we get, I don't want to leave this segment without mentioning Jennifer Ramirez and the beautiful thing that happened between Jennifer and Aiden. Also, David, you want to help with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, for those who don't know, Jennifer Ramirez is a past BBA kid. She went in 2007. I say kid with quotes around it. She's a grown adult now, and she just bought a house. She has arthrogryposis, so she doesn't have control of her arms. She paints with her mouth, and she's actually gained like 20,000 Instagram followers by showing this amazing superhero ability. Aiden's an artist as well. We gave him, you know, he's got his, he's going to have his art hung in the High Art
Museum
in Atlanta. Nice. And so I introduced the two because she was at the event on Thursday. And Aiden's dad came up to me and said, hey, we'd really like to stay connected with Jen. And I said, well, you're in the right place for that, because that's what we do here. We're all family now. So I brought Jen over, and she thought it was an amazing idea. And so she came over, and she said, Aiden, I heard that you're an artist. Well, guess what? I just bought a new house, and when I get in there, after you get back from the trip, I'm going to commission you to go ahead and give me some of your art to hang on my walls. And she wants to come to your art show, too. So.
And I thought that was so cool, because not only are we talking about connecting on this trip, but this is really all about families and connection. Not only these guys here, but you're connected to a whole community of kids that were on Burt's Big Adventure before. And this is like a shining example of that.
I mean, here you are on Burt's Big Adventure 2026, and you're making a bond with a Burt's Big Adventure kid from 2007.
Isn't that cool?
Awesome.
That cool?
Yes. Very cool.
All right. I hope we get an invite to the High Museum to see your art, okay?
Well, you
that's
going
to be a special night.
We might have to get a bigger room now.
I know, right? Welcome to the family, guys.
Thank you.
Thank
you very much.
All right. Give us a couple of seconds here, and I think we can all agree on so many levels to this. We'll tell you about them next. We'll tell you about all the special levels next on Burt's Big Adventure 2026. It'll be great.
The Burt Show.